You are now listening to a Porte FM podcast. Porte FM. Porte FM. It's our business to mind your business. Here's to the car dealership, the mechanic, the baker, the beautician, the hairdresser, the funeral parlor, the doctor and the pharmacy, the electrician, the builder, the plumber, the retailer and the boutique owner. In general, the small to medium business owner. Porte FM salutes businesses that help build our community. Why not make it our business to mind your business and make sure that your business continues to grow? To advertise on Porte FM, contact the sales manager on 065-271-7758 or simply email us info@portefmradio.com.
Welkom terug Poorties, die tyd nou hier is 7 minute na 11 en jy is ingeskakel hier saam met my Mokadiva op Percolate. And as promised early on, an extraordinary young man that's in our midst today is such an amazement and such a motivation to all the youngsters out there. I'm in studio today with Pharrell Williams, and no, it's not that one you think about, the singer. I'm not even sure if he got any awards like the Duck Award recipient that currently in studio with me, Pharrell Williams. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning. I'm okay. Thanks, and yourself?
Well, I have to address you, sir, because you have achieved such a great achievement, you know, and people who work hard should get that accolade as sir. Actually, they should be knighted. Very welcome. And I'm really pleased to have you here, and I'm very pleased that you are a motivation to the peers of your age through all the hard work. Because this achievement that you receive, can you give us a little bit more background on that? Do you fully understand what you got here, sir?
Not really, because as a student, I'm actually looking forward to the final result. Yes. But then this, in terms of in school, mm-hmm. it is, I recognize that it's a big achievement.
It's really big. And it's the leadership one. It's the mother of mother. That's how big this achievement is. So I want to get into your mindset and find out, was it a lot of work to get where you are?
I'd like to think so. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, I wouldn't say I only focused towards this achievement. A lot of other things helped me to get here. And to balance was the crucial thing about mm-hmm. getting here to this achievement. So I didn't just focus on school. I did my sports. I did go out with my friends. I just balanced my life throughout mm-hmm. and then that's how I got here.
That's the most important thing, because one can get so engulfed in your academics that you forget how to be social, and I commend you on that, because your social emotional well-being is really mm-hmm. really important. And your future goal, do you think your achievements will sort of like steer your future goals? What are your future goals and why do you have those?
Well, I think I have too many future goals, mm-hmm. but then one of my, since I'm a sportsman and I excel in academics, I'm going to study actuarial science next year. Mm-hmm. But then my future goal actually is to become a soccer player.
Yes.
And then after that, obviously work in sports business somehow, whether it's running my own institute or working for another institute. But for now, I'm going to study actuarial science, because it helps to have these different skills that you can have, because it's only going to help me further down the lane, because you're not guaranteed a future in sports mm. all the time. So it's better to also have something else that you enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. For example, I like doing maths, and this is something that I'm going to go study. So it helps me also to have that something else I can go
yes,
to when
always, yes.
soccer doesn't work out.
And for those who are listening, we are talking to Pharrell Williams. He goes to the Dutch school. Is that how you pronounce it? Deutsch?
Or Deutsch.
Deutsch. Yeah. Singular, das mense wat weet hoe om jou goed te uit te spreek. So he's here in studio today, and he's a recipient of the Ducks Award, like really a leadership, not even a certificate award, you know. It's really a stellar award, and this young man has really worked hard. And as he mentioned now what his goals are, becoming a sportsman and still including numbers in there. Are you crazy? You know, actuary is something that I could never understand, but you have to have a passion for that, I guess. And that passion comes from the way that you balance things. And I guess that's how you could achieve what you're achieving, because you understand the importance of balance. The people who influence in your life, who are the people that you look up to? The goal setters in your life?
Oh, there's so many. First of all, I think obviously my parents.
Yes.
Because they were with me every step of the way. Mm-hmm. And then my grandmothers, actually, they influence me a lot because they keep me on a disciplined path. And then obviously I have my role models in my soccer coaches. And then obviously some of my teachers also, they play a big role in mm-hmm. what the person I'm becoming, because yes. I spend every day with my teachers most of the time, and they're the ones that always motivated me to go where I wanted to go. And I think, yeah, those are the people that play a big role in my life.
I know that is amazing, fantastic. And today in studio we have Fanay, his mom, that's by his side this morning. She is elated. She's obviously a proud mom. And so we want to congratulate her and her family. But Fanay, there is a structure, that needs to follow. And you look like one of those moms, one of those parents that stick by her guns. As iets moet gebeur op 'n sekere tyd moet dit gebeur. And what was that structure that you brought into your son's life?
Well, thank you once again for inviting me. I'm so proud of my son. I taught him from a small age to be responsible. I must say that, you know what, with Pharrell, as well as my other kids, they're very disciplined. When it comes to their school work, they know there's a time for everything. Pharrell, from grade one, he was the top performer. And I think I also have a lot of people to thank. My family, first of all, my husband, Bruce, Pharrell's father, mm-hmm. Brendan, Pharrell's grandmother, who's also sitting
here. She's also here.
Very proud granny. My mom as well. The rest of my family members and my friends, I really had a great support system. I must also thank my church family, our church family, Cornerstone Methodist Church. Mm-hmm. All of those people were behind us, behind Pharrell all the way. Nanta School Primary, mm-hmm. the teachers there is awesome. Mm-hmm. Teachers like Mrs. Barbara Abbott, mm-hmm. who was with us from the beginning till the end, even up to now, always there for Pharrell. Mrs. Jacobs, Mrs. Ors. There's a lot of teachers at Nantes Primary. I just want a huge shout out to them all. I really appreciate them. The teachers at the German school, they just is awesome. We really have a good support structure, and I think I have to give all glory and honor to God. Mm. Because he carried us. Obviously, there was a lot of difficult times ahead as well in the past, but God was always there for us. He came through for Pharrell big time. And we can just give him all the glory, all the honor. And then my block family, we come from the block.
Oh.
So, yes, the block family is awesome. We are all family there. And I just want to say thank you. And I want to also ask Pharrell to continue to be the son that he is. Continue with your studies. Continue being a role model for your brothers and your sisters. And also the rest of the family, the block, the grannies. Please don't stop now. Matessa, don't stop. I know we fight. But you, Oma Lomes, the rest of the family, Brendan, Bruce, and Pharrell is fortunate to have two fathers as well. So just keep on supporting. And to the rest of Estras also, believe in your kids. Encourage them. Be with them all the way. I was there with my kids, and never stop praying for your children. I think that is the best thing that we as parents can do, to stay on our knees for our kids. And that is exactly what Estras needs now at this moment.
Absolutely, Pharrell. With that, your mom saying, you could obviously see and hear that she's so proud of you, and you really made her proud. What would you tell to your peers out there that's struggling, that doesn't have this support system of a family that's with them, you know, a family wat achter hulle staan. What would you tell them how to handle this?
I'd say that at the end of the day, it's about you and your goals. And everything, a lot of things happens around you. Fighting, family issues. You might not have the right environment to learn or do whatever you want to do. But at the end of the day, one, if you can just decide what your goals are, where you want to go, everything else around you, it will have an effect on you. But if you know your goal and the path you have to go, I think that it will always help, because you're going to stay on that path and you're going to go towards your goal. And also, having the right people around you on a daily that you spend your time with, I think they have a huge influence on you.
Absolutely.
And then you also have to remove the people that obviously have the negative influence on you. Don't keep the negative influences in your life all the time. Like, for example, I have friends and we all are very different. They struggle in, some are good at what they do, I'm good at what I do. And we're all able to help each other towards what we want to become, because we all know each other's goals. And I think that also helps, because they all have a positive influence on me, just like my family did. So at the end of the day, even if I had all the negatives going on in my life, if you are focused on your goal, I think you'll get there one day, as long as you follow the path that you chose to follow.
And it's so important that you do stay focused, especially living with the stigma that youngsters staying in Eastridge will amount to nothing. People born in colored communities will amount to nothing. That's the stigma. That's the negative influence we get from society. Because society sees this other different level of what you're supposed to be successful. I applaud you. Like you said, be focused. Dit is baie moeilik om fokus te bly vir alles as soveel dinge rondom jou aangaan. And thank you for being that inspiration. Don't stop being that inspiration. Tell me, het hierdie achievement vir jou 'n groot kop gegee? It should. You work hard. The reason why I don't want you to answer that, because you're going to tell me no, but it should. Jy het baie hard gewerk daarvoor, and you should feel like, you know, you deserve this accolade. Not in a sense where you're pompous, but in a sense where you carry it so that your peers can see you carrying it and the way forward. So next year, what does next year, besides your studies, what does it hold for your sports? Because that is also one of your passions. Well, it's something that you will continue?
Yes, I think I will definitely continue, because I feel like that will always be the number one priority while obviously studying. So that's something I'll always strive to become, no matter what,
because they always say you have to have to a plan B, but we always hope that plan A would just work, you know. I have an 11-year-old daughter, and she's a fanatic of soccer, you know. So, and that's her only thing, to be a soccer player and to be Justin Bieber. So we all have our different aspirations. Your last words to the community of Eastridge and the youngsters out there in Eastridge?
I'd like to say that, no, as a community here in Eastridge and all the youngsters, we have so many problems in our community, and all these problems make people think that as a community we can't go anywhere. And I feel like, knowing myself and knowing some of my peers also, there's a lot of young people in our community that will one day amount to something. And it's not just that small portion. Us that will become something, or hopefully become something, can inspire the ones that will come after us. And I feel like we have a lot of talent here. No matter what type of talent it is, we have a lot of talent here. We just need, I wouldn't say we need a platform, I'd say like we have to create our own platform to embrace our talents, and then we can grow as a community. We just have to believe in ourselves. I think that's what we lack. We don't believe in ourselves.
Absolutely. You know, Finay, I must say, we're growing up in a time where our youngsters are so positive. They are so reared in the right way. The information they have now, the knowledge that's attainable to them, if they have access to, help them. Ons het nie dit gehad as jong tieners nie, you know. We didn't know how to pave our path, so to speak. So I want to thank you as a mom you know, as a mom that stands behind the children. And I wish you all the best with any endeavors. All your children that still needs to walk the path, that needs to go to university. Stay strong. Dankie, Oma. Baie dankie dat jy saam met die kleinkinders. We really appreciate that. Jy weet, as a family, met ons altijd saam staan. Guys, what's the plan for December? Call of Duty all the way.
Hopefully we're going to go on a nice holiday and just enjoy our December holidays with family and friends.
No, that's what I would also say. That's what people should do, especially with this current situation in our state. Get out there, be with family and be safe. And I wish you all the best of luck for the years to come. Have an awesome day.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
Lift FM, your Kasi, your Stasi.